The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. I have some music news for you. More women have come forward accusing Adam Levine of sending inappropriate messages while married to Beati Prinsloo. Adam is maintaining that nothing physical happened. He swears by it. However, he does admit to having, quote, inappropriate conversations with women who are not his wife. Camila Cabello has parted ways with Epic Records, her label of nearly a decade, and she has signed with Interscope, the same company that manages Lady Gaga and Olivia Rodrigo, so she's in good hands. Bruno Mars' recent performances have all come as one half of Grammy-winning duo Silk Sonic, but Bruno has announced this week that several shows will be just him. Bruno will ring in 2023 at a Vegas Strip location, the Dolby Live Theater at Park MGM, and he's booked for December 30th and December 31st. Tickets go on sale for the shows on Ticketmaster's website today. They start at $140 apiece. I will say, I did see Bruno in concert, and he was definitely worth it, so if you're able to go, you should. Sam Smith is getting ready for a comeback and will perform live at Royal Albert Hall on October 21st and 22nd. Sam wrote on Instagram, "We are planning such a special show for you. It's been too long since we've been together." And Rihanna scored her third YouTube video to amass over 2 billion views. Diamonds is her latest song to cross the threshold following This Is What You Came For and Love the Way You Lie. Congrats to Rihanna. That's your music news. Coming up, Mariah Carey, Mr. Mister, and Celine Dion on the best mix, 98.3 The Coast.